Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Thursday, September 16th, 2021. Futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures indicating an unchanged open as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time following yesterday's session, which was the best since August. Asian markets were mixed overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade, with travel stocks leading the advance. Bonds are steady, with the US 10-year at about 1.31%. Meanwhile, the German Bund is at its highest level since mid-July after a broader backup in yields in the prior session. The dollar is firmer versus the European majors and the Aussie, but flat versus the yen. Oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are lower, with iron ore futures again under pressure, and cryptos are mostly higher. There has been no change to the broader market narrative, with economic growth concerns amid the Delta COVID variant offset by a long-standing buy-the-dip mantra. Additionally, while the market looks towards a Fed taper, a dovish ECB stance and hopes of policy support from China and Japan are providing a favorable environment for risk assets. ECB economist Lane is the latest to comment on policy and said not to focus on the volume of bond buys. On the data front, it's been a very quiet European macro calendar, with European car sales sharply lower in August. Overnight, Australian employment contracted almost double the expected rate, while New Zealand growth was much stronger than forecast, underpinning Reserve Bank of New Zealand rate hike expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, initial jobless claims, Philadelphia Fed Index, retail sales, business inventories, natural gas inventories, and TIC flows. In other news, the fallout continues from China's regulatory crackdown after Beijing moved to tighten oversight of gaming in Macau, sparking concerns about its future as a gaming epicenter. Meanwhile, Evergrande's debt woes are casting a shadow over real estate developers after reportedly telling lenders it won't pay interest due next week. Geopolitics is also in focus as the US, UK, and Australia formed a new security pact, which will see the delivery of nuclear-powered submarines to Australia. The subs are aimed at providing Australia with deterrence capabilities in the Indo-Pacific. The pact is widely seen as a fortification against Chinese influence in the Indo-Pacific and aims to boost cooperation between the three countries on other defense matters like cybersecurity, AI, and undersea capabilities. The pact comes as the US and its allies increasingly push back against Chinese influence in the region, its pressure campaign against Taiwan, and deployments in the South China Sea. In corporate news, Prenetics has agreed to go public via a merger with blank check company Artisan Acquisition, with a combined equity value of $1.7 billion. And the Wall Street Journal reported that Lexington Partners is exploring a sale of its business, with large private equity firms including KKR among the interested bidders. Asian equities finished largely lower overnight. Markets were led lower again by Hong Kong, with its property and Macau casino stocks down sharply again, while mainland stocks also took a severe knock. The negative performance of both markets was offset slightly by strength in energy on the spike in crude. Japan was also down, while Australia finished modestly higher as its large-cap mining stocks gained. Korea and Taiwan were both down. In the latest developments involving China Evergrande, Bloomberg reported that the company's onshore unit halted trading in all bonds after a domestic rating cut put it among the country's riskiest issuers. S&P Global Ratings also downgraded the developer, saying its liquidity and funding access are shrinking severely. European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. In regional news, UK Prime Minister Johnson's cabinet reshuffle is dominating the UK press today. Johnson changed his top team after months of speculation and a week after polls showed that the Conservatives are falling behind the opposition Labour Party for the first time since 2019 amid the recent tax increase. And with the German election campaign moving into its final phase ahead of the September 26th vote, attention is turning to the makeup of the next coalition. Recent polls suggest momentum is with Scholz's Social Democrats, which would be likely to lead a coalition that includes the Greens and the Liberal Free Democrats. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.